is I've titled this Problem Solving 101. All people have problems, right? Having problems is a way of life for all of us. You can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you handle what happens to you.
Right.
Your problems, they don't define you. How you handle them does.
Yes.
Again, we all have problems, and many times, sometimes those problems are big, hard to deal with. And then other times, it's just little things that are just constantly needling us, right? They're not a major deal. They just keep causing a little bit of sting somewhere, you know?
Right.
But the problems always come. It's not really common to go much of a span of time without some type of a problem. And so we shouldn't get so aggravated when they come or shocked when they show up. When I was at Camp Tracy, we had lots of problems. In fact, the students that we came to us because they had problems. Their parents had problems. And they came to us in hopes that we could solve those problems. So it wasn't, we really didn't ever have a day that went by that we didn't have to deal with some type of a problem. And it was kind of heavy on many of us until one day, my mentor, Preacher McCormick, he said this. He said, our ministry is all about solving problems. He said, never expect a problem-free day. It's just not going to come. Instead, expect problems. Then you'll be better prepared to properly deal with them. They're not going to blindside you. And it really helped me a whole lot. Because then I would get up in the morning and intentionally put on my armor. We face battles daily, but we never know where they're coming from until they hit, right? What we do know is that we're going to face them. If you look back over this day, every one of us probably had a problem somewhere, right? Yesterday, probably had a problem. Maybe more than one. Maybe a dozen. The day before that, same thing. If we keep going, what we're going to realize is that we've really not had a day that we can remember that we had no problem. So for us to get up tomorrow and expect a problem-free day is insanity, right? How do you deal with the problems that come your way? Do you get frustrated with the repetitive issues? Or react in a negative way? The things that made you mad yesterday or today, probably going to come around again tomorrow. Right? Try to imagine yourself dealing with that problem in advance, properly. Because it's probably coming back. I think our biggest hang-up is our method and mindset of solving problems. Every difficult circumstance that we ever encounter is a tool in God's hand to make us more like Jesus. Every one of them. Brother Bruce, they were wrong in what they did, and it caused me this. The Roman soldiers were wrong in what they did, but it was God's plan, wasn't it?
Amen.
We're no better than Jesus, so why would we expect that no one would do us wrong? Why would we expect God to shield us from that? It's coming. It came today, yesterday, last week. It's going to come again. Expect it. These problems sometimes come from people. And sometimes these problems are repetitive, right? They just keep coming. The same way, maybe even the same time of day. I don't know about you. Stop trying to change everybody else. God has orchestrated every problem that you and I face to help us to become more like Jesus. So instead of getting mad with them and wishing they would stop or change, ask God, what are you wanting me to change? What are you wanting me to see in myself? How do you want me to properly love that person? Psalms 119, 105 says this: Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Knowing all of what we just got through talking about expecting problems, being prepared for these problems, having a plan on how to properly respond when they come, all of that isn't going to stop the problem. And sometimes these problems that come our way, we don't know what to do with it. We don't know what the proper solution is. So this verse that we just read gives us a resource to find the answer to those problems. David said, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's a problem to try to walk through the woods at night without a flashlight. You encounter more problems without the flashlight than you would with it.
That's right.
So God's word shines a light on our problems and spells out the solution for us, if we're willing to look it up.
Right.
Trying to solve our problems without God's word is like trying to change a water pump on your car at night without a flashlight. You're probably not going to get it done correctly. And I know that sounds dumb, but that's what we're doing when we fail to go to God's word and find the answers to the problems that we're dealing with. So I want you to think for just a second. What problems are you dealing with right now and have been? And have you gone to God's word to find an answer? Now I realize you're not going to go to God's word and find out what size wrench you need for that bolt on the water pump. I get that. And I realize there's some practical things that we are going to need to find in order to solve a problem that you're not going to find in God's Word. But I will tell you this. If God can create the universe, He can probably give you and I the insight to find that right wrench. When Jeanette and I were dating, we had one of the worst cold weather snaps here in Jacksonville that we've ever had. 1989, do y'all remember it? Everything was shut down. The bridges were shut down. Businesses were shut down. Schools were shut down. Roads were shut down. There was ice on every road, everywhere. Me and my friend, we enjoyed it because we would go in these great big old parking lots with our trucks and we would just spin circles all over the place and we just had a blast till we were leaving. And I slid, when I was turning on a road, I slid into a curb and broke a chip off of the rim of my left rear wheel on my truck. And I noticed in my mirror the wheel was doing this. And so I stopped and I looked thinking maybe it was just loose. And it wasn't loose. Weird, there was a chunk missing off of it. So I thought, I hope the axle wasn't bent. And sure enough, it was. I bent the axle. Sadly, Jeanette wasn't able to get anything for Christmas at that time. I don't know how that worked out, but I was suffering financially because I was playing. Broke the axle. So I went and bought an axle. And I was underneath the truck, and I had the rear axle tore apart so I could slide the center piece out of the axle and replace it. And I worked on that thing for a good while. And I just couldn't get it out. I know I could have gone to the Bible and said and found, 1988 Ford Ranger repair, but I wasn't going to find that in God's Word. What I did do was I just dropped my head on the concrete and I said, God, I don't have money to pay somebody to fix this. Please show me what I'm not seeing here on how to get this axle out. I need your help. And I got finished praying and I looked back up at that axle and I started messing around with it again. And I've been doing that for an hour. But within less than a minute, I had the axle out.
Amen.
I just wasn't seeing what I needed to see. God knew what it was. And He helped me to see it. And that's the way it is when we're dealing with problems. That was a problem for me. I do regret that I didn't get something for Jeanette for Christmas that year. I still regret that. But I definitely was broke. So I want you to think about the problems you're dealing with right now and have been for an extended amount of time. Have you gone to God's Word? Have you prayed? Said, God, I don't know what to do. This keeps happening. I've tried this. I've tried that. I don't know what to do. Help me with this. And help me to see what you want me to see in myself. I heard about this 90-year-old pastor who had been in the ministry for over 70 years, say this. He says, I don't advise any young man desiring to go into the ministry to attend seminary.
Right. I've heard that several times.
My only advice is know your Bible and pray a lot. Know your Bible and pray a lot. Some of the most powerful preachers that you and I have ever heard never went to college, never went to Bible school or seminary. But they knew their Bible and they prayed a lot. Now this man was a pastor, and he was directing this wise counsel towards men who were wanting to go into the ministry. But the truth is, that advice is good for all of us. Know your Bible and pray a lot. God's Word, the lamp to our feet, guides us along the best possible path that we could take. Without it, or I should say, without close attention to it,
amen,
we're lost.
Exactly.
We're headed down a wrong path. We're surrounded by problems that we have no idea how to solve. And we're dealing with problems that we probably shouldn't have been dealing with anyway. All because we're on the wrong path. Blinded. We can't see where we're going. We keep stubbing our toe, cracking our shin, falling over things, getting hurt, and hurting other people. When Jesus was on the earth, he had problems too. Turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. The people around him also had problems. In fact, that pretty much kind of filled up his ministry, was people coming to him with their problems. How did he deal with it? If you look in Luke chapter 10, verse 25, the Bible says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, 'Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?'" Now this guy was trying to trip up Jesus in his words, I know, but he still had a problem, whether he realized it or not. And the truth is, he did need a real answer to that question, right? So Jesus answers him in the next verse. He said unto him, "What is written in the law? How readest thou?" And if you read on down, you'll find that the lawyer answers him pretty accurately, actually. But Jesus' way of dealing with this problem and answering the man's question was, "Well, what does the Bible say?" Many times you and I are going to face a problem. We're going to fail to do that very thing right there. Instead, we're going to go to YouTube or call somebody. And I'm not saying that that's wrong. It's not. It's being resourceful. But really what we need is God's help. We need God's discernment. Only He can give us that discernment. Right? Many times Jesus was able to shut down the ill motives of these people that would come to Him and try to trip Him up in His words. All with a similar answer. What does the Bible say? Of course, that was easy for Jesus because He knew what the Bible said. The Bible says He is the Word.
That's right.
He didn't memorize it. He wrote it. So for you and I, we have to put out a little bit more effort because we didn't write it. And we haven't memorized it. We've memorized some of it. But we need to go to it frequently. and spend time there with the intention of finding out what God's wanting us to see.
Amen.
Not the intention of being able to cover a chapter so that we can check off that box. How well do you know your Bible? It's difficult when we're dealing with a problem to know what the Bible says about this problem when we don't know what the Bible says about that problem. Many times you and I will read our Bible, and I'm sure you've been there. I certainly have many times. I'll read through my Bible and not really get a whole lot from it at that time. Has that ever happened to any of you guys?
Yeah.
But then tomorrow,
exactly,
or next week, we're dealing with a problem, and the Holy Spirit is able to recall to our memory what we read in our Bible yesterday or last week. And in that section is the answer to our problem.
Amen.
What would have happened if we hadn't have read our Bible,
exactly,
yesterday or last week? We would face this problem and we would fail. We would fall. How often do you study, not just read, study your Bible? Remember, this is problem solving 101. You may take your Bible and, for instance, let's say you're dealing with stealing. I used to be a thief. I know about that. My brothers, we used to break into houses, break into cars during church from the people that were in church. We would break into the church and steal stuff. We would steal from our parents. We would steal from each other if they had something they wanted and we wanted it. We would just steal it. We were thieves. You better be glad that I'm saved. When my dad died, I had the opportunity to stand before that church and apologize. And I did. I said, I don't know how many of you were going to church here back in the early 80s, but if you were, it was likely that my brother and I broke into your car. And I just want to say I'm sorry. Finally made that right after 30 years or 40. I don't know how we got off on that. But we face these problems on a regular basis. If you're trying to figure out how to solve this problem of being a thief, you can go to your Bible and you can search out areas of Scripture that deal with that problem, which is good to do. We ought to do that. In fact, that's one of the ways that we learn how to properly deal with that problem. But like we were talking about a little bit ago, sometimes we read our Bibles and we don't, nothing really jumps out at us. And sometimes that might be because we're in a hurry. Sometimes that might be because we're not really looking. We're just trying to check that box. But for whatever reason, sometimes we just don't see something. That we don't get that nugget. And that's okay. Because like we were talking about earlier, it could be that the next problem you deal with tomorrow or the next day may be dealing with something right there that the Holy Spirit can bring to your mind, and you remember what that scripture said and you know exactly what to do and how to deal with it. But studying God's Word is the answer to our problems. Are they going to end all our problems? Of course not. Because some of those problems are orchestrated by God or allowed by Him to make us more like Jesus. So it doesn't matter how much Bible study we're doing, we're still going to have those problems. Again, if you're expecting a problem-free day, that's just a fairy tale. We're going to have them. The good thing is we can find the answers in God's Word and from God. These repetitive problems that we deal with, when was the last time you opened your Bible and tried to find an answer to that problem? There's one there. There really is. What about that financial problem? God's Word talks a lot about money. All kinds of problems. Relational problems. Health issues. God's Word, He answers these problems, these questions. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Yes.
Know your Bible and pray a lot. If you're going to find the right solution to your problem, you're going to find it from God.
Yes.
Through prayer, through the Holy Spirit reaching down and just showing you the answer, and through your Bible study.
Yes.
God speaks to us through His Word. And sometimes He speaks to us through His Spirit.
Yes.
But we have to be well acquainted and close to Him to hear it. When we step away from Him and there's distance there, we're not going to hear that voice.
Amen.
Then we're treading in dark areas without the flashlight. I challenge you to get specific.
Yes.
With the problems that you're facing right now. Go to God and pray about that, and I know you have, but pray that He would guide you to where He wants you to see in His Word where the answer is. And I believe He'll show you. And like Paul, we were talking about this in Sunday school this morning, Brother Tommy was. Paul had a problem. He called it a thorn in his flesh. And he prayed. And he asked God to remove it. And God said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And He never removed it. He took. Why did he have that problem? Well, the Bible says that because Paul didn't need to get too awfully proud because of the revelations that God had given him. If it wasn't for that thorn, whatever it was, Paul might have gotten too proud. Sometimes the problems you and I deal with are there just to keep us humble. And then sometimes there's an answer to that problem. And we can find that answer and solve it. Either way, God's going to be glorified. So I challenge you to find a biblical answer to the problems that you're facing. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
I have a testimony. May I?
Sure.